Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, market volatility has certainly been a theme for the past few years now, with records being set in nearly all livestock markets. And this week, during the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention in San Antonio, Texas, AFBF economist Barrett Nelson explained to me these dynamic market conditions and what cattle producers can expect here in 2025 and beyond.
We have a low cattle inventory right now. With that, we have strong demand for beef that's kind of holding this up. And so as we see things sitting with a low cattle inventory, a consumer that wants to continue eating beef after, you know, we developed a strong taste for beef during COVID, and it continues even at these higher prices. I think things are set for higher prices to continue, even though we're in a place of some high volatility. You know, as we look at this thing, I don't think we're looking for a fall anytime soon, but this comes with its risks. You know, if you think about trying to expand or grow in this situation, or if you're a newcomer, these cattle are expensive. I think it's going to be a difficult thing for a lot of people to buy into this market right now.
And the industry will get a better roadmap of what the future looks like after this Friday's release of the USDA Cattle Inventory Report. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.